abolitionists, or people who wanted slavery to end, had been asking Abraham Lincoln to make slavery illegal for a long time. But he had to act cautiously, or slowly and very carefully. He knew that the political decision would be very risky. In fact, he did not make the Emancipation Proclamation until the Civil War, or the war between America's northern and southern states, had already started. The Emancipation Proclamation made slavery illegal in the Union, or the northern states. But the Confederacy, or southern states, was no longer listening to the President of the United States at that time. Slavery didn't become illegal in those southern states until they became part of the United States again after the northern states won the Civil War. Some of the southern states made slavery illegal right away, but others did it gradually, or a little bit at a time. Two states, Delaware and Kentucky, did not emancipate their slaves until 1865. When the Emancipation Proclamation was read aloud, many slaves wept or cried with happiness. They were happy to have their freedom and to know that their children would be free. However, it would be many years before they would begin to be treated equally or in the same way as white Americans. Even today, there is still discrimination or unfair treatment against some African Americans or black Americans.